Welcome to the Landman Pivot Podcast. I'm your host and pivot coach, Ryan Fairbanks. I'm a registered professional landman with the American Association of Professional Landmen. During my 15 years as a petroleum landman, I've gained a passion for helping others level up their skill set and mindset so they can be ready for anything in our ever-changing industry. One of my favorite ways to do this is by introducing listeners to mentors and coaches like me who want to see you succeed. At the end of the interview, I'll tell you more about additional resources you can use to forge new connections and gain new skills to get you moving forward with confidence. Today we have special guest Jeff Long, and Jeff has quite a variety of things that we could dive into, but today we're going to talk specifically about some personal branding and some of the marketing and things that he's doing in that area to help people. So hello, Jeff, and welcome to the podcast. Why don't you give us a little bit of introduction to you and people that have helped you along the way?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Ryan, for having me on the show. Listen to several episodes and love what you're doing here. I think there's a huge need for it, and I appreciate you filling that void. So Jeff Long, and my company is True Focus Media. I started it in 2003. And so we're a marketing agency that primarily works with industrial type companies. And while there's a lot of things we do on the marketing side, one of the things I'm known for is a service or a strategy called video value bombs. And so I know, you know, we can talk about it from a company level, like, hey, companies should be using more video content to market, sell, and promote. But I think, as you mentioned, let's talk about it maybe from a more personal level. Is that right? How people can kind of leverage the power of video? Yeah. So let me first start off by saying, I realize most people don't love being on camera. All right. And I'm one of them. And I've been doing video and marketing, like I said, for 19 years. And I still, when I'm making videos or being on camera presenting, there's still some like anxiety or things like that. So I don't want the listeners to think, well, Jeff's a video guy. He's, you know, whatever. And I'm just a normal person. I think I'm as normal as the next guy. Who knows? But so the premise is, first of all, you know, SCO Insights came out with a stat that said 72% of B2B buyers will fully do their research before reaching out to a salesperson. So anybody that's in sales needs to be showcasing their expertise, demonstrating their products, their services, talking about safety or setup or, you know, any of those things that are valuable in a given industry. And a lot of times, like for instance, I have a friend, Kurt Anderson, that wrote a really good book called Stop Being the Best Kept Secret. And I find that a lot of people, especially if they've been in the oil gas industry for a number of years, they probably have some expertise that maybe their colleagues know about, but maybe beyond that, nobody knows about.
Right.
So this is a good opportunity to kind of build, to showcase your expertise, kind of build that personal brand, and video is one of the best ways to do it.
Yeah, that's something, you know, an area that I'd never really thought about in that way, to showcase your expertise and be in front of people, let them get to know you before the personal interaction so that it can pique their interest.
Right. Right. And with our, there's so many good tools today, you know, that are easy. Obviously our smartphones, right? We have smartphones, can pull them out. There's a service I use. It's both free and paid, depending on, you know, what direction you go, called Loom, L-O-O-M. In fact, Ryan, that's the service I used this morning when I sent you a quick video. It was just my voice, but you can turn the camera on. And so you can use Loom on your phone or computer and just send people a short video message or show your computer screen. And so I've done that. Like just this week, I was at a sales meeting with a big manufacturing company. I was there were, I think, seven of their marketing people that I was with. And so at a couple of days later, I sent each person an individualized short video, you know, a minute or two, just thanking each one of them for what they bring to the company, their story they told in the meeting, and just in this meeting wasn't a sales pitch. They weren't saying, hey, Jeff, can you come in and do video work or marketing? It was really just a get to know you. I have no idea if anything will come about it, but I just wanted to show some gratitude, and a simple video is the way to go. So again, there's a lot of different ways you can do it that are free or cheap or inexpensive. And Loom is a great service, or your phone, or, you know, other platforms.
So when it comes to, I mean, the video value bomb, is that essentially what you're talking about, is recording these short videos?
Yeah. So the service itself, I'll kind of explain it from a high level. So I find that most companies and people in companies are really good at talking about themselves, the company history, what they're, it's more us focused, right? Here's what we do as a company. We've been around this long. We're really good. Don't you want to buy from us? But yet our customers typically have different questions or problems or issues. And so there's this misalignment where a company and people in the company, of course, only talk about themselves, but yet customers aren't searching for, you know, who's the best this, or who has the best customer service, or who's been around the longest, right? It doesn't boil down to that.
Right.
So Video Value Bombs aligns that by helping people create customer-centric content. So that's kind of step one. And so things that include, and we have a content roadmap that we help our customers with, like, what do we talk about? It's typically a monthly thing we recommend. So what do we talk about each month? So, you know, a couple ideas are, what are common, frequently asked questions in your industry, in your, you know, with a certain type of problem or a certain type of, you know, whatever, maybe it's state specific, or, you know, maybe if you're in the Gulf, it's certain things with the Gulf, or if you're Alaska, you know, whatever.
Right.
Each industry location has their own problems, common questions. Have a series of videos that answers those. And again, it showcases your expertise. It gets people to know, like, and trust you so that they look at you as that go-to resource. And so that can help you within a company kind of showcase your expertise as you promote your company. But if you're looking to transition, hey, the more people that know you, the more you're going to have opportunities elsewhere if you're looking for other opportunities at other companies or other industries or whatever that next step might be.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially for this audience. A lot of the audience are independent contractor land professionals. So researching property records, negotiating contracts on behalf of oil and gas companies before they go drill, or negotiating a right-of-way agreement, for example, to access a well site, those sort of things. And as an independent contractor, just by nature of that, it's inherent in the contract that you're exploring other opportunities for business. I mean, if you're not, then there's a risk there that that independent contract could be considered an employment agreement.
Sure.
And so people are looking for ways to share their skills, their abilities with other people, and have, you know, maybe they have a full-time contract, but also explore opportunities and start engaging in ways that they can have other business that they do as an independent contractor.
Yeah. So that's really good. So, you know, because I own a marketing agency, a lot of people think I'm like heavy into sales, like, hey, buy our stuff. And I'm not. Both my parents are lifelong teachers at various levels, from elementary to the collegiate level. And I look at marketing and personal branding more as like an education focus, right? So I'm pretty active on LinkedIn with my own video value bombs. And so I always look at, like, how can I educate the viewer? How can I educate my ideal customer? Of course, right? It's not just anybody. It's a specific type of person, specific departments I typically talk to. So, you know, with these video value bombs to the listener, you know, who are you trying to work with, or what type of companies or departments or things like that, and then create video content about each one of those. And the video content should be short. You know, mine are typically, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. I'm not trying to do a brain dump of everything I know about a given topic, because I can't do that in 2 or 3 minutes. Typically, it's like one tip or 2 to 3 bullet points. You know, hey, here are 3 things you need to know about X, Y, and Z. So it's just kind of short. You know, our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter these days, unfortunately. And so, you know, people latch onto that. In fact, I've been at several conferences or events, both locally and out of my area. And I've been surprised how often people come up to me and they've seen my videos and my content and they kind of know, like, and trust me. You know, I've kind of pre-sold my expertise. And I am not a, I'm not a flashy guy, or honestly, I'm not a look at me guy. Like, I'd kind of rather be in the background. Yeah. But I also know, as an owner of my company, I need to be in the foreground. I need to,
you need to be visible,
showcase my expertise. Yeah. So, you know, the, and people can kind of feel or know that I'm not a pushy guy or a big ego guy, I think, in my videos, at least I hope. So, but it's just fascinating when I meet people that I've never talked to before and they've seen, you know, my content. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Something I hear about from other podcasters too is, you know, people listen to them while they're doing yard work or going for a jog, and they get that affinity for them and feel like they know the podcast host or guests from a podcast, and then they meet them in person and it's like they already know them, but the spouse will say, "Who's that?" And the podcast host will say, "I don't know, somebody who listened to the podcast."
So here's the interesting thing. So not just podcasts and not just videos, but like, I know you're doing masterminds and there's this community aspect that I think is untapped, which is why I love what you're doing. So kind of a funny story. I've been in a, you could call it a mastermind. It's a free group and it's primarily on LinkedIn, like a private group. And so we've been a part of this group. I think it was maybe around COVID, either before or during. And so every day people are posting, there's maybe 20 or 30 of us. Every day people are posting articles they've put on LinkedIn or video value bombs or different things. And most of us hadn't met in person, you know, during the pandemic. Well, just a few months ago, we met at a trade show in Cleveland. And this was in Cincinnati. And so a couple of us, you know, went to a restaurant the night before to hang out and get to know each other more. And so I'm leaving and my wife is like, "Wait, who are you meeting again?" You know, and who are these people? And, you know, I've talked to her about that, you know, but it was this funny thing of like, it sounds weird. Like, I met these people online. Right. But we've become this tight knit community online. And then when we met in person, we didn't skip a beat, you know, it was like, "Hey, we've seen each other on Zoom, you know, occasional Zoom calls and every day in LinkedIn groups and different things." But to meet people in person it's a whole nother level, you know, that I think, you know, a lot of people are, re-remembering, coming out of, COVID.
Yeah. I really like that. I like a little trick that I learned from Vincent Puglisi in his Total Life Freedom community of, I think that's where I learned it. Anyway, of when you introduce somebody and you're with your spouse, you introduce your spouse to them and then let your spouse ask them who they are. Then you get to know them if you haven't ever, you know, been on a video call or you don't know who they are.
Right.
But they feel like
Vincent's
they know
a good
you.
Friend. Yeah. Vincent's a great guy, good friend. My wife and I have kind of pulled that stunt before. If I don't introduce, you know, a person to my wife, she kind of knows, "Oh, Jeff can't quite remember, you know, their name," which I'm terrible at names. It's so embarrassing. So, but yeah, that's a good tip. I have two more kind of tips on the video value bombs. If you want me to share those.
Sure. Yeah. Let's do that. And then why don't you share how people can reach out to you? I imagine a lot of people that have marketing questions and how to do that, you know, just maybe they haven't ever used Loom or recorded short videos of that type, will want to be in contact with you.
Yeah. So this video value bomb strategy, it's kind of a three-part strategy, right? So the first one is what content do you create? And I mentioned the content roadmap. And one of the ways you can find a lot of content is frequently asked questions. So, you know, find your top 10, 20 most frequently asked questions, create, you know, one for each, then you have 10, 20 videos right off the bat. And we have other ways to find really good topics. So two other pieces of that strategy is, number two is multiply that content. So once you create the videos, can you write a short article to go along with that? Some people would rather watch a video. Other people would rather read you know, an article along with that. So you're kind of hitting both people along with that. And then if you're putting these videos on LinkedIn or YouTube or any other, you know, social media platform or in your website or whatever, you can also post these articles as well. So it's kind of a double dip mm-hmm. approach. You know, Google loves video because they own YouTube and they're in the top, you know, I think two websites, most popular, most visited, et cetera, right there. And then, you know, Google crawls text and they're getting better at crawling video. So you kind of have a double dip win there. Mm-hmm. So again, the second strategy is multiplication. What other content out of these short videos? You could strip out the audio and have these short, you know, odd podcasts, you know, 2 to 3 minute little thing. Because some people love right. long form, like what we're doing, which I love. And some people just have the time or, you know, they just want to have these little short tips.
Right.
And then the third tip or a part of this video value bomb strategy is distribution. So, you know, we have a list of, I don't know, 40 plus different places you can post and repost and share these videos every single month. And of course it's your website. Of course it's social media and YouTube. And, you know, if you want to get into TikTok and all that stuff, you can, but it's other places. Like for example, your email signature. I mean, most people send out, you know, dozens of emails a minute or a day or whatever. And so you can have a little, hey, check out my latest video quick tip and have a link that goes to your LinkedIn or YouTube or Facebook or wherever you're kind of focusing some of your efforts. So we help with distribution because that could be an untapped place where, hey, once you make the content, sometimes that's the hard work. Why not get it out to as many places as your ideal customer or viewer is?
Yeah, so I really
those are
like
kind of the three steps there.
Yeah, and that's to some extent, I try to do that with podcast interviews. I have the video goes to my private Land Skills Network, and then the podcast goes on out to the podcast listeners. So learning how to do that, I mean, what a great valuable tip I got just from that, like attaching it to my email signature. Here's my latest quick tip or land skill of the week.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And so it's thinking about little things like that. You know, where is my ideal listener, customer, buyer, whatever that is, and just try to be there. One more tip that I'll give here is there are a lot of online publications, trade shows, associations, things like that, that love content, but it takes a lot of time, effort, sometimes money to create content. So I've seen it where, in fact, I'm in talks with a publication now about either you recycling my existing content because it's not sales driven. So I'm not saying, hey, buy my stuff. It's value driven.
Right.
So sometimes we can recycle our content on with these associations or trade shows or publications, or sometimes you can create custom content. So I've done that before with other organizations. And again, it gets my name out. I'm seen as this expert with their audience. So I'm kind of piggybacking off of their audience. And I've seen it with other people as well as myself become a really good strategy to kind of explode your growth, your visibility, or, you know, whatever some of your goals are.
Yeah, great tip, Jeff. And how can people contact you?
Yeah, so two ways. First is my website is truefocusmedia.com or LinkedIn. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. That's kind of my go-to social media platform. I find that, you know, most of the industrial type of people that I work with are on LinkedIn to some capacity, some not at all or not much, and some a lot. And so that's where I post a lot of my video value bombs, as well as, you know, YouTube and other places, of course. But LinkedIn and my website are the go-to places.
Okay, great. Good to visit with you today. Great value. And thanks for those tips for marketing and personal branding. I think that'll be helpful to our community of independent contractors, and look forward to visiting with you again on some of the other stuff that you're doing and involved with. I think that'll add great value to our people too.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Jeff.
If you feel stuck in a single role, like you're muddling through on your own, and you're curious about how you can make yourself more valuable in this or any industry, visit my website at landmanmastermind.com. I help land professionals connect with mentors and coaches through one-on-one coaching, mastermind groups, and connection to the Land Skills Network community. Hope to see you there soon.